you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show hosts and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio. My name is Nikki Paranormal, clearly not my government name. And I am joined tonight by Rob. I am one half, he owns the other half of the joint. So what would make a great show would be for those who have to come together and give you guys that, just that. Let's go ahead and bring him on. Hello.
Hey, how are you doing this evening?
I'm okay. I'm kind of, there we go. I feel so much better now. Couldn't find my old phone. And I just found it, so life is good now. Just that second. But how are you?
I just did not find my old phone, but I'm good.
Well, that's, you know. Okay, I guess.
Yeah. I've been working hard on paranormal stuff, and I worked so hard that my studio laptop sounded like an airplane. And I had to make my quick adjustments to my my broadcasting, which is fun. And I, you know, I'm working, like I said, on Live Paranormal and coming up with a holiday special. And I think we said that we are going to do that next Monday instead of our regular Tuesday time due to the fact that Tuesday is Christmas Eve.
Right. Yeah.
So look for that. It's in the planning period right now.
Yes.
God only knows what's going to happen that night.
Yeah, you just never know. It's true.
Hopefully for the the good.
Hopefully. Otherwise, that would really suck.
Well, I'm actually.
And there he goes.
Where'd I go?
Well, it was obvious. He went somewhere. I could hear it. I'm just not sure where.
Well, hopefully, if you would like to send our guest the call-in number, that would be great because I just tried to, and I was not able to, without pointing my microphone away. So if you have the capabilities to do so without pulling a microphone.
I do. So. I'm doing that right now as we speak. Yeah. Yep.
You know, tonight we have Lisa on, and she is psychic. Mm-hmm. And we haven't had a psychic on in what, about a month now?
It's been a bit. It's been maybe more than a month. I'm not sure. It's been a while.
Yeah, maybe. If we were psychic, we would know.
And right, know or if we just had, like, we didn't have, like, old people's memories, you know, lost, kind of deal thing.
Yeah, you know what, it is late. You know, we do air late. We err on the side of caution when it comes to distractions. And which is funny because it seems like we're always distracted.
100%, always. I have ADHD, so I've got an excuse.
I think we could run the show at 2 a.m. and we still find a distraction.
Actually, I'm actually sharper at that time, generally.
I'm probably not more sharp at all at 2 a.m.
No, you're like drooling probably at that point usually or something.
I hit the decline right around probably, I was going to say 10:30, but that would be ironic.
Time to start the show, folks, don't you say?
Well, you know, those were one of those slip-ups, you know, when you didn't mean to say it, but that was actually what the thought process was going on. And I actually, you know, spoke the words, and I was like, oh, wait a minute.
Wow, how many times has that happened to you, like every time you open your mouth at that?
Yeah, pretty much. It seems to happen.
Yeah, probably. Probably.
When we talk on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much. Every time.
How many years now?
For the most part. Quite a few.
Yeah.
Looks like our guest is actually on the line.
Speaking regrets.
But probably going, oh, God, why did I agree to do this?
Yeah,
so without further ado, we have got Lisa the Purple Dahlia. What?
Never on board with what I say.
I couldn't even hear you because you were talking over me. But I will go ahead and bring our guest on because it's another charming and lovely show here at Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio.
Hello.
Hello.
Is he giving you a hard time again, Nikki?
Always.
Give him a little gib smack upside the head. Straighten him out.
I'm telling you, I'm sending quite a few
never
smacks through the airwaves.
I will never be straightened out. You're just saying that because I wanted her to let you sweat it out a little bit for another minute or two, but she didn't.
Sweat what out? So. I'm not sweating here. We got snow. Lots and lots of snow.
Can't
we're
sweat.
Not sweating
impossible.
In here. If anything, I need a sled.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
We've already got over 30 inches of snow, and that's this month alone.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah. They said it's 8 inches.
Why do you
I'm
live
like,
there?
Yeah.
Why do you live there? Why did you move?
This is probably the worst it's been since we moved here. So.
Oh, my God.
Hey, losing
yeah,
power
like
is kind of fun for a little bit. It's the snow thunder that scares the crap out of you.
Right?
Yeah, and
oh
then they
gosh.
Have they have tornadoes we're supposed to be getting to at the same time. I don't know what a snow tornado is, but it's going to be better than a shark tornado. That's all I can think of.
Yeah. Are those actually called snowdados? Are they actually called snowdados or not?
I don't know what
like
specific
term
the weatherman's using, but they did say it's usually like, you know, anticipate a couple of power outages. It was like, oh, no, prepare for the power outages that come with the tornado winds that are coming.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I think you gave me a new favorite word in snow-nado. So
snow-nado's way better than shark-nado.
I can't.
See, that's
I'm
the thing I hate. I hate the word shark-nado because it bothers me. So now that's Rob's new favorite word. I can't hear when you talk over me, dear.
Oh, I said, how do you feel about snow-nado?
I don't like that either.
You know what I like?
It gives me the heebie
jeebies. I like palm trees and margaritas.
There you go. Can
on
you make that in one word, Rob?
Margarita?
Well, I guess we'll have to do the show in June again. Next time we'll have you on. Then we
Rob, it sounds
happen.
Like you have a cold.
I was outside. I don't know.
Okay, well, maybe that's why it sounds like you have a cold.
Mm-hmm.
You sound like head congestion. Just saying.
Well, you know what? I had two factors today. Is I normally set up with my pro microphone now. Oddly enough, Nikki set me up with that in Christmas of 2014, and I just brought it.
And
out
he started
now.
Using That's it just recently.
I started, mm-hmm. yeah, like maybe 5 episodes ago. Oh, and it sounds so much better. But the one downside is when you spend a little bit of time, you get a little bit of the sniffles. And she called me. She's like, "Look, if you're gonna have the sniffles, don't use that stupid microphone because I can hear your stupid sniffles." And I was like, "Okay." And I decided to go not do that. So I don't know if I sound more congested or not because I don't have that.
You're making Nikki
microphone.
sound like she's some mean girl. She's not some mean girl.
Oh, I can be.
Yeah,
no,
I can. Can't we all? Can't we all?
She'll tell you. She'll tell you straight
hey,
out.
We know when to flip that switch. I'm just saying.
Right, and I told him. I said, "Look, like, do whatever you have to do, but we don't need to hear you like doing your little snort sniff. Okay, figure it out because it's not on air worthy."
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what did I miss in the topic? Since we're doing snow plowing and hot cocoa, making sure there's wood on the fire.
We had nothing. We were just spitball of nothing. We were talking about psychics, how we haven't had a psychic on in quite some time. So it's refreshing. We kind of we were kind of going topic wise in a bunch of different directions. And I think over the past, maybe I'm guessing 12 to 15 episodes, we've only had a psychic on one time. And, you know, especially during the Halloween season, we kind of were on topics of like haunted items and stuff too. So maybe we can rekindle some of those topics and bring them on from a psychic point of view.
Awesome. Okay. Or you can talk about that thing that you had posted on Live Paranormal, on anybody that had some really good, you know, paranormal experience and stories that they wanted to share. That's always creepy.
So as of now, we are now stockpiling for ourselves on Live Paranormal. So if anyone has any stories, you know, we're going to, I'm not sure what we're going to do with them at this point, but, you know, we are still looking for great stories, and, you know, it's always good.
Well, here's the thing. You want to put it into two categories, like past experiences and current active experiences.
Right.
Because the active current experiences would give you guys an opportunity, if they were willing, to maybe have you guys go check it out.
True.
Well, and I think, you know, what Nicole or Nikki likes to do, and even I do, is we don't, on our podcast or our live show, we don't necessarily have to have, you know, somebody who is in the paranormal or is a psychic, or, you know, it could be someone who just has had an experience. She actually had a show that was, you know, just about people and their experiences. So it's also it's fun to mix it in. So, you know, if we do get some of those submissions now, we can probably switch them into our podcast even. And like you said, if they're having current activity, we could always try to help them out. So it's a win-win.
And if anybody's in the New England area that's like within driving distance, I could always go and try to check it out for you.
There you go.
As long as I can bring my Wubby.
It's a win-win.
We should. It is. And I think that's something we need to do more of. And, you know, we've been meaning to, and I think just implementing general stories for, you know, people, even if it's just a small segment in the live show, I think it would be kind of cool to incorporate.
Great. If I can find somebody that's actually around when I go live again, I still have that vintage factory sealed Ouija board that I haven't opened from 1972.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
I had one once that my mother gave me, and it's like it's like speed dating. It just wasn't, like, I wasn't cut out for the spirit with the board, and the board just didn't really like me. So I had it sealed, and then somebody that really wanted to collect creepy, haunty stuff bought it. I'm hoping they're having a good time with Mr. Ouija, as I would address him, because he was just not, we just didn't match. We didn't mesh well at all. So I'm hoping that the spirit in this board is a little more copacetic, so she's been sitting on chill for a while.
Very nice.
Yeah, the suspense is killing me, can you tell? I'm like, everybody that comes up, I'm like, do you want, they're like, nope. It's like, I'm more afraid of the movie than you are, so you should be fine.
Right.
They're like, no, remember the story of what happened to the last, I'm like, yeah, but I only used it once. That's all it took.
They're like, that's all it took, right?
Yeah, it's like, thanks, Mom. And now I sort of want one back, so.
I think we do. You should bring that out on a live stream. Your first experience with it again on a live stream.
Exactly.
But the thing is, not on your page.
Well, here's the thing. Some of my followers have suggested, like, you know, go to a place and bring some followers, which I'm all for. But I'm not the person, like, you know, that says, hey, can I go investigate your, you know, already creepy mansion because you're in Gardner and that spirit's always flicking the lights every time we have to drive by. I don't want to do that house.
Right.
There's a lot of places I want to check out. That ain't one of them. For some reason, that spirit in that window, like, the lights are all off, and then all of a sudden this just starts flicking. We could be in completely the other side of Gardner, Massachusetts, and we always end up going by that house.
Oh, wow.
That's just funny. One of those things where it tries to suck you in.
Yes, I know all about that.
Yeah, and I don't play that game. I'm sort of like, have a good night. Keep going. But there, I'm sure there's other places, like, you know, abandoned, like, hospitals. There's a lot of places out here that in western Massachusetts that are haunted.
Oh, yeah.
I shouldn't say that because, really, like, isn't every state, every city sort of haunted to a point? I mean,
I believe so.
People have walked before us. I'm not really convinced that, like, you know, they all just died and, like, poof, they disappeared. They're still living
right.
in their layer of reality, even if most people can't see them.
Right.
And just because Halloween's over doesn't mean that the veil has gone back and closed everybody out. The veil's still pretty thin until about January. And then that's when, like, you know, they tighten the ropes and start yanking you back.
Open again.
What was that?
When does it open? I don't know. I heard something click.
I don't know. It wasn't
I heard screams.
Yeah, like a lady screaming.
Yeah, wasn't me.
Could have been my house. Not gonna lie.
No, you didn't hear that? I mean, it was like a almost like a horror
Nikki,
movie. Like
Nikki, this is one of those.
It's been a little bad here lately.
Yeah, but, you know, this is one of those, you know, Steven Spielberg, Stephen King kind of moments where they insert something in a very quiet movie just to have you throw your popcorn all over the place. It was one of those kind of screams.
Oh, and I didn't even hear it.
Well,
no,
she probably
insane.
Didn't hear it because she's saying that the activity at her house is a little wonky right now.
It is. Nothing crazy.
That a little sea salt at that, you know, door frame won't, you know, that might calm it down just a little. It won't prevent it, but it will calm it down just a bit.
Well, I know you'll love this, Lisa. Okay, so I come home from work, and I find one of my haunted dolls, okay, from my haunted doll collection.
Sitting
in the middle of my bed, sitting upright. Now, this is a doll that you have to position to sit,
Is this the doll that was in the kitchen at one point?
No, this is a different doll.
Okay,
because
like,
yeah.
Okay, do you have her next to the doll usually that was the one that was in the kitchen?
You know what? I moved the doll that was in the kitchen.
Okay,
and I
here's
moved
the
it
thing.
Somewhere else in the room.
I'm getting the two ladies,
mm-hmm.
doll one and doll two, shall we say, are not getting
uh-huh.
along. They're upset that you messed with the order.
Oh. Whoops. Yeah, I found it in the middle of my bed, sitting upright.
Mm.
Little weird. Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Like defiance?
Yeah, like guys.
You walk
I
in the room
just,
and I just feel like it's like a little girl pouting.
Yes, that's exactly what it looked like.
Mm.
That is exactly
defiance.
What it looked like. And it was so weird, though. And I literally, like, questioned everyone in my family, like, interrogated them.
And they're
and
all
no
looking at you like, we would never touch
yeah,
that doll.
They were like, we don't go in there, okay?
Yeah.
We don't go in there because you've got so much creepy shit in there. We won't
well,
go there.
Well, I told you when you have all the creepy shit together, it generates its
mm-hmm.
own power. It makes its own
well,
power
clearly.
Source. One feeds off
it
the
did.
Other. And because you messed
mm-hmm.
with the order, this is the one, this is that child that you say no to, or I'm going to take
mm-hmm.
your toy and they're like, go ahead. I'm going to send
oh,
you to
that
your
was
room.
Me.
Go ahead. I'm going to send you to,
mm-hmm.
you know, Nana's, and they're like, go ahead. I don't care. It's that child. It's that,
that
kind
was
of
me
defiance.
As a kid. I, so I
so,
get it.
You know,
I
the stomping
it.
Of the
so
feet. They have to.
Mm-hmm.
Rob, you're
gotcha.
Going to get coal in your stocking, man.
No, but it's true. Like, you know,
I get
says,
coal
I'm gonna,
in my stocking get...
However, they do have coal shaped bath bombs. That are really cool looking, by the way.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah,
yeah I was know. That kid that, the you know, your parent says, I'm going to spank you, and you go, go ahead. I don't care.
They stick their rear end. They're like, go ahead. You ain't messing
mm-hmm.
with me. I ain't afraid. Bring it on.
Yep, and nothing has changed. I'm the same way, so maybe the doll
yeah,
got a little smidge of me.
But this doll is very defiant. This is the
mm-hmm.
sassafras, and all the other dolls are copacetic. They know that, you know, as long as we, you know, keep our stuff chill, she won't move us around, and you move them around, and this one's like, I've had it. She ain't moving me around. I'll tell you where I'm going. So you better start, you better put your foot down, because if not, the activity's really going to amp up.
Oh, it has. So, yeah.
Is it affecting your pets yet?
It's hard to tell. I think she's got dementia, so I think she's been constantly either affected or demented. I'm not sure.
If when you're patting her and her heart rate seems to go like boom, 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 just know that they've interacted with her.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
In all honesty,
I think
she's not sure if they're real or not real in her brain,
but
she knows that they're there. Do you know what I mean? Like a dog, if they're blind, I'm learning because my dog's 13. She's losing her eyesight, if not altogether. They don't necessarily need their eyesight to function. They function on smell.
Mm-hmm.
Who knew, right? So they can smell them.
Oh, okay.
But that's creepy. But I'm wondering if it wasn't amped up because of the full moon and it was like Friday the 13th. Because there's like
a
lot
like
of
a
energy.
Before. It was like a week or so before. It was the weirdest thing, though.
Yeah, but the
to
energy.
To walk in and see that, I was like,
that's not right. That energy all in October was just really weird. You know what I mean? It was just an uncomfortable weird.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just you, like everybody's experiencing it.
Oh,
like
good.
All the mediums that I'm in contact with, we all sort of feel the same thing. For years, we've been feeling like you're waiting for the other shoe to drop, and it feels like the shoe's already dropped, and we just haven't heard it yet. Like it's like the when you throw something in a very deep well, and it takes a while before you hear the crash. It's sort of that. But 2020 is supposed to be looking really good for everybody.
Oh, good. Good. I know we could definitely use that.
It feels like everybody's just so drained across the countries. I mean, everybody's just so drained. It's about time that we start regenerating good energy.
Yeah, I definitely feel you on the drained part.
It's like drained. Ugh. It's stale. It's, you know... Nothing seems to go to plan that anybody plans, and these are people that no matter what they plan, it always goes that way, where the rest of us is sort of scrambling. Yeah, even those people are being affected.
Oh, wow.
And last year, I should say this current year, felt like it was a lot of female babies. I'm feeling a lot of male babies for 2020. So all these, you know, female babies, twins and triplets and stuff, it's going to be switched all to the males.
Well, that's definitely one thing I don't need.
Kids?
A baby this year, so.
Kids? No, kids are great.
Let's move
once
on.
They're potty trained and, you know, go to school and.
Too old.
And then they stay at home. Yeah, like there's many things about that. No, children actually are great as long as, like, you know, they have the proper support that they need.
And as long as they belong to somebody else and you can give them back.
Absolutely. That's like the best part. It's like, I'll babysit. Here's a whole bunch of sugar.
And now you go home. Right. Exactly.
Oh, look at that. Time has flown. It's time for you to go back to mommy.
Exactly.
Although I've always been the best aunt. Nobody can steal that from me. I come through with miracles all the time.
Not me. Lately, it feels like everything I touch is just like crashing. It must be that drain. Everything is.
Yeah, no, my mother always said that I was the reliable one, so I think that's why I just maintained the great aunt status.
Right.
I mean, it's not like I went out of my way looking for it, but I'll be damned if somebody's going to yank that title from me.
There you go.
Defend that title.
That's right.
So what are you guys doing for the new year? Any good haunts coming up or investigations that, you know?
I don't know.
I think we're going to plan that coming up. I know we had a couple of dates in mind, and we haven't really fine-tuned if we're going to do something like the 28th, 29th, or either day. You know, probably getting some kind of live stream. Our last live stream kind of didn't pan out, so we're going to we'll probably be live streaming again in the next couple of weeks, something for New Year's, and then. We have our birthday, so we usually have a birthday podcast or live show or maybe go investigate. We got to figure all that out, too. So we have a lot coming up with the Christmas, New Year's, and our birthday and, you know, all that.
Well, I'm going to Nashville, so I'll be in Nashville from, like, the 6th to the 9th. So hopefully, fingers crossed, I can get into the Ryman Theater, which is haunted.
Oh, that would be cool.
In case you didn't know, it's haunted, but it's haunted by famous people, which I find kind of trippy because, like, I'm just wondering, like, do they still go on stage and sing? You know what I mean?
Probably.
Because I seriously want to hear some Patsy Cline.
That would be so awesome.
That would be, like, out of this world tripping. And my
hell
husband's
yeah.
like, oh, I didn't realize it was haunted. I'm like, oh, hell yeah, it's haunted. He's like,
funny?
So what do you
like,
pack?
We all
and I'm
know.
Like, tarot cards, pendulum, airport security going to love me.
Yeah.
So wait, when's the birthday, Rob?
January 2nd.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Mine's February 2nd.
Oh,
Groundhog Day.
I like Groundhog Day. Yes.
I love Groundhog Day. It's
a very unappreciated
holiday. We have our own groundhog here. We don't have to base it on Pennsylvania, Poxitani. We have Miss G here in Massachusetts, and Miss G usually goes the opposite of whatever Poxitani says. Go figure, right? Because she's a female, he's a male.
Right.
But we usually get the opposite, and it's very unusual if they both agree on the same answer, early spring or, you know, 6 more weeks of winter. Lord Jesus, let it be an early spring.
I don't know if as much snow as you've got right now.
It's spring.
Be, right?
I'm still going to need a sled come spring.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my gosh.
It feels
I
like we never
imagine.
Really got a proper summer because winter sort of dragged on into March, April, May. Like, May, our ground was still frozen, couldn't get, like, tomato plants in and stuff. And it seems like the summer was really short. And then who knew you were going to get 27 inches in one snowstorm in itself? Who am I? So we're way over 30
right.
now.
Ugh.
Thank God for snow
plows.
Yeah,
I think it got cold rather early this year.
It did.
We did an investigation, I think, like the beginning of November or late October, and it was like already snowing, and like it was like already like a month advanced. It was not. I forget where we were, what the scenario was, but it was bad. It was like cold, and it wasn't like on
yeah.
normal.
But
know,
here's the thing: even with the Farmer's Almanac, just going back like mentally in my head, all the years that they've had we've had really bitter colds. It seems like financially everybody was doing better.
Well, that hasn't happened for me yet.
Oh, girl, did you see the thing on the news where that woman had $37 million? Accidentally deposited into her account. She notified the bank, and the bank took the money but didn't give her anything to compensate her for being honest because they never knew it. They had no idea it had happened. I'm like, $37 million. Do you know how many people you could help out with $37 million?
Oh, my
God. I'm not even sure how many zeros that would be. That would be
I don't
like
think it would
so
show up on
zeros.
My phone screen. I'd go to log into my mobile banking, and it would probably just be disabled because it would be like, my phone is smart, and it knows better, and it would probably report it to the bank instantaneously.
It would probably be like, for me, like, we don't accept Monopoly money.
Right. It would be like, there's obviously something wrong here.
$37 million accidentally in your account. That bank didn't even have any iota that it had happened. They should have thrown her a couple of grand anyways because she was honest about it. Let's face it, in this day and age, how many of us are going to be like, let's tell the bank they made a mistake? Because when anytime there's like an overdraft or an error, they'll tell you, oh, we don't make mistakes.
Right. But
so,
they did
like,
here.
Really, yeah. So if you had been mistreated by the bank, there you go.
Wow. I can't even imagine what that looks like.
That teaches the bank and every other customer service to be nicer to their customers because you don't know when things are going to get flipped.
That's right.
That's a ton,
that is
ton
right,
of money.
For sure.
That's amount that you would almost just take out all of it and then skip town and just get a new
name.
Yeah,
but how could you even take it out? No one has that much money.
You go to the teller and you'd say, I'd like it all in ones.
Yeah. Right.
I don't want to draw attention. I don't want to draw attention with large bills. Can I have it all in ones?
Right. I'll take it in pennies. I've got the dump trucks here.
Yeah. You would never be able to fit that in your purse. You'd be dragging it.
Oh, yeah, I'd drag it with the pennies because that's about all I've got.
What's the rule at the store? You can't take a 50. You can only take 20s and under, right? So maybe you'd have to get it all in 20s. But even in 20s, at that point, 37 million, I would think that would sort of look like ones at one point. You know what I mean? There's just so many of them.
Yeah. Might as well spend them like ones if you have that many of them. You know? Like,
might as well just start transferring it to some friend's account so that everybody can cash theirs out.
Happy day, everybody.
Accounts,
maybe
people.
You could go to your bank and get the money out, because I know I've gone to the bank and taken out. I mean, this is one time back in the day. I faintly remember when I had money. And I told them I wanted to close out my account. And they had to give me a cashier's check because they didn't have enough cash on hand.
Oh, yeah. That's, like, the new thing.
Yeah, which I'm like, okay, so what do you carry, like, in, you know, the bank, like, safe? Do you have, like, I don't know, just a few thousand dollars?
A bank
that's it.
Did deposit a large amount of money that was supposed to be, like, I handed them the money to deposit checks and so forth. They were supposed to deposit in our account, and when I checked the receipt, they had to deposit into somebody else's account.
Oh, wow.
That was early when we had money. We were married. We just got married. There was money. Before children. BC, before children.
Exactly. I faintly remember those days, too. And
once
I made
you
good
have
money
children,
back then,
there's... There's no extra money for cute shoes, and you know,
nope.
it's all like light bills and
food. Yeah.
Did you want food this week, or you know?
Right, exactly. No fun spending. Yeah.
Oh, good. They're saying the snow's going to extend till tomorrow. Yippity do.
Oh.
So over the snow. So.
I bet.
If it was like a few inches here and a few inches there. The first snow of the year, 27 and a half inches, I'm over the snow. Because we are so over 30 right now. I think we're up to like 40 inches maybe here.
Oh, God.
And, you know, Boston really isn't got anything to bitch about because they really haven't gotten that much. We're getting nailed with it all.
Wow. I can't even imagine. It's been a while since we've had snow like that. And I'm okay with that distant memory. I'm good
with
it.
Yeah, it's pretty. for
pretty
20
annoying.
Minutes. Yeah, and then no sooner do you get it shoveled, they're like, there's another storm coming, so that's going to give you 6 inches. It's sort of just been everything since the first snowstorm, and I'm just sort of over it. They're saying this is the last snowstorm, though, before Christmas. Mm-hmm. We're not going to get any more. Uh-huh. Heard that before. Uh-huh.
I bet. Oh.
They say
that,
and then, like, you know, I get up and I look at my husband and I'm like, hey, we have a storm coming. He's like, it's sunny. And I'm like, okay, mark my words. And then he's like, yeah, it started raining or it started snowing. I'm like, told ya.
Yeah, I don't want any of that mess.
Yeah, I hope everybody's going to be driving safe with, you know, these holidays, because way too many car accidents, many fires that, you know, all could have been avoided. I just want everybody to be safe. We've had,
for sure.
We've lived through fires that have happened like Thanksgiving night and so forth. We've lived through it. So we're perfectly, you know, prioritized on what's important in life. But it's just, if you can prevent it, you're just way better off.
Amen.
And
for
snow
sure.
doesn't help. Shit, tons of snow does not help.
No, not at all. Just makes things messier.
So did everybody get their Christmas decorations and up and waiting for Santa now and put in a good list because you were good all year?
Yeah, I think.
I'm looking forward to that cold bath bomb.
Yeah.
I'm thinking I've earned that one.
I don't get Christmas presents. No one buys me anything. I just sit by myself and say,
Woe is Rob.
Dude, try being a mother. You know what you get from your kids? Green nail polish. Here's one from the husband. A vacuum. I'm like, what's that for? Is that for you? Because I asked for a blender. It's a little different. I asked for the stuff to put the booze in. I don't want to clean up after you guys.
Exactly. Oh, is that one that you're going to run? Okay.
Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know how to use that. Well, let me show you. You can show me a million times. I'm just telling you, it's still not going to work.
Right.
Vacuum your own messes up.
I wish. That doesn't happen here either.
Guys get treated so well. Like, dads and guys get treated so well at Christmas. And they say we're the hard ones to buy for it. I get happy over a gift card for, you know, hot chocolate or Dunkin' Donuts. I'm like easy mm-hmm. to please. And the boys were just like, oh, what did we get dad? And they're like, what did you get him? I'm like, I'm not telling you. They're like, why? I'm like, because mine was original.
Right.
And y'all been trying to scarf it. And mine didn't cost more than $20.
Right.
But I gave every child a heartfelt, well thought out gift. So it's not like I can't do the dad thing and just hand out gift cards. I wish I could, but I can't. I have to, you know, put some thought into it about the gift, and that way, you know, they know that I thought it out, and they always know mm-hmm. that they'll get something homemade or something that's tailored directly for them. And then they're all laughing.
Not me. I'm the gift card mom.
husband's asleep, so he won't be listening. I got him one of those tin penny whistles. You know, think Patriots Day, you know, the little, you know, the Pied Piper kind of thing. Well, they did something on how it was made, and mm-hmm. I recorded it. I didn't think that he was going to watch it. It was just because I had other things that I was trying to multitask, and I wanted to catch it. Well, I found it watching,
right.
And he goes, that is the most fascinating thing ever. And I'm like, bingo, hello, Amazon.
Right. What did they do before Amazon? God, I don't even know.
Well, out here in the boonies, that's all you do because there's no stores out here to make sure you get the right shampoo that you want or whatever. It's hit and miss.
Right.
So if you want your shampoo and conditioner, you call Amazon. So they were all laughing. They're like, why didn't we think of that? I'm like, yeah, too late now.
Suckers.
We did do Secret Santas one year, and one of the kids got my husband like $20 worth of Oreos. It was hilarious. And the Oreos were on sale that week, so we got them like one pink one, like all the different colors. There's like the regular Oreo, the thin Oreo, the double stuff, the triples. Like there was so I couldn't believe how many Oreos. And my mother's like, oh, he's going to be so upset. And no, my husband's like, I hit the jackpot. $20 worth of Oreos. There you go, babe.
Sometimes it's exactly what the doctor ordered, right?
Yeah. Well, we have a tradition every year that you got to do something homemade. So be it an ornament, you make cookies from scratch, we do the pound cake. There's always something that we do to make sure that it's, you know, a tradition that we can pass on. Like some people have like the find the pickle. And mm-hmm. people, you think it's all guttery. You know, it's the ornament that you hang that you got to find. Or mm-hmm. it's the opening one gift before Christmas, which always tends to be pajamas or socks.
Mm-hmm.
Rob, what kind
yes.
of tradition do you have for the day before Christmas?
I don't really
Did he fall asleep?
No, I got nothing. See, my theory on Christmas is that I'm spending my own money on my gifts. And so it's stupid. So, you know, like my kids might go out and buy something, but guess where the money's coming from? It's coming from my bank account. So that's why I don't ever ask for anything because if I get like a shirt or something that I don't want, I just pay $20 for it. And it's so I just don't
So Rob, what you're trying to say is you'd rather have cash or a gift card so you can buy stuff after the holidays when you get
well,
it all on
I
sale.
Mean, if they want to take $20 out of my bank account and give it back to me so that I can then go put it right back in the bank, that's fine. You know, whatever. But the practice
okay.
and stuff
whatever
come out,
happened
it comes
to,
out of my bank.
Whatever happened to, hey, Dad, we made you an ornament. See, we get
well,
stuck
draw,
with that nasty green puke-colored nail polish that doesn't look good on anything, let
right.
alone us. And mm-hmm. you're complaining because they asked you for his money to buy something, and then you're saying, well, they took it out of your account? Dude, make them do chores. That's what chores are for. They earn more money that way. Of course, they'll charge you probably $4 for taking the trash out, but at least
mm-hmm.
they're doing something.
Well, my kids will draw pictures and make cards and all that stuff. So yeah, that's, I keep all that stuff, so that's fun. But
but we find those pictures, like the ones that they drew when they were in preschool, or the first ornaments they made when we're you know, decorating the tree.
Mm-hmm.
So it's there's just different traditions. Like some people have like seven fishes, so they have like seven types of seafood the night before. We do crazy things like, you know, we used to drive along the beach in Boston because they used to have the red lights. And, you know, everybody knows Santa's sleigh is a red light out in the sky. You know that. So you can chase it up and down the highway all night until the kids fall asleep, put them in bed, and then mom and dad can have some real eggnog.
There you go.
All the tricks of the trade.
Usually my day before Christmas entails me like putting stuff together that I procrastinated on for the kids for Christmas, like bikes and stuff like that. You know, like I'm like, oh, I'll just do it later. And then all of a sudden it's
you do know you can pay somebody.
Crunch.
You do know you can pay somebody to put the bike together, right?
Well, once again,
trust me, after the husband did that one or two times for trikes, yeah, he threw the toy out because he couldn't assemble it correctly. I had to go back to the store, and they said, for 10 extra dollars or whatever, we'll put the bike together. And please, my husband's like, you didn't need to do that. We have tools. I'm like, oh, we have tools, but I have my sanity I'm trying to keep. So just
thank you. Mm-hmm.
Or the Matchbox.
Sometimes
why
it's
don't,
worth
what,
it.
Yeah, why does Matchbox, why do you are required to put a billion stickers on there? For a kid that's only going to crack it up because, you know, his Matchbox cars are having, like, you know, Evel Knievel night or whatever. They should think ahead of time. Or why can't they include the battery with the toy? Would it kill them?
Because that, yes, it would.
Would it kill them? There's nothing worse than a kid getting a toy and you don't have a battery. At one point, we bought every kind of battery that could possibly be, anticipating that they'd get the toy from somebody that didn't have a battery.
Right.
It's just ridiculous.
It is.
I think the stickers is the issue. You know, when you talk about the play sets and stuff that you have to, like, put the stickers on and match, like, 15 to where 15 goes on the play set.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like,
those are horrible.
And they're not forgiving. They're not forgiving. You put them on, you're done. They don't come off.
Yep.
You know, and then, like, you try to take them off
and
you rip them.
Well, your kid tries to do it. Your kid.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Right, but your kid is able to rip every one of them off. And then they're stuck
all
over everything else.
The one day your kids actually get up super early and you've just gone to bed fixing the tree and stuff, putting the cookies out and whatnot, and now they're up for opening the gifts. And so it might be like 5 o'clock in the morning. Hey, 5 o'clock at night, you're still putting the goddamn stickers on it.
Yep, exactly.
Like, dude, can't you find another toy?
Well, my son, he would take, like, get a car and, like, he put the headlights on the top of the car. And then, like, he's plastered them in and you can't get it off. And he's like,
yeah,
you put the headlights in the right spot, and then you can't get it off. And when you try to get off, it starts to tear. And then you got to, like, rig it. It's just, it's those stickers.
It's a scam. It's a scam. So I'm asking Fisher-Price, put the damn stickers on it, okay? Before I come to time when I have grandkids, because I'm not putting stickers on it, I'm begging you, do the little tedious things. It means so much. We won't complain about the cost. Keep the cost where it is. Just put the damn stickers on it.
Right. Or just not include stickers. Just
or
put the stuff on there.
Or how about the easy bake ovens? You can't. Could you have supplied the light bulb that nobody can find at any store? Supply the damn light bulb. It's an easy bake oven. The kids just want to eat the cake. They don't want to worry about a light bulb.
Exactly. This is awesome.
By the way, if anybody wants to buy me a chihuahua, I'm more than okay with it.
I can give you a half chihuahua if you want one.
Sure. Which half am I getting?
All right. I'll just drop it off.
I'm serious. Just drop it off. I'm okay with it.
He's probably
what's
up
one more?
Right now. He's,
this,
I think
that
I
dog will be so spoiled.
He's on his way.
My problem is the barking. And with the deliveries coming, I mean, you're talking about Amazon and everything else, the UPS. You know, it's like once the delivery is made and they start delivering here like around 8 a.m., then he's on guard from 8 a.m. until like he goes to bed. It's like the kids will walk down the stairs and he thinks it's some delivery guy. And he'll like start barking. And then he was like, oh, I was wrong. And I was like, you're stupid. And then, you know,
then
walk up the steps. And then it's just insane. Nonstop barking.
Rob, I have a chihuahua. We have moose that mate in the backyard. There are bears up on my deck looking in the sliding glass door like, hey, what are you watching on TV? My dog freaks out over the shadows that the trees make on the glass.
Oh, that's funny.
So now she won't even go near the stairs. You have to carry her because, like I said, she's 13 years old. If it wasn't for the lack of vision, everybody thinks she's a puppy.
Oh.
And she's just, you know, and she doesn't bark unless she needs to bark. But these leaves just make her like, oh, she'll see the shadow. And then it's like bob and weave, bob and weave.
Oh.
And the cats are like, what's your problem? Can't you chill out?
That's funny.
Have some catnip. We'll share.
Right. Everything will be better with the catnip.
Everything's better with the catnip. Everything's better. They just sit at the side glass door and just watch the animals. I'm like, you could howl or something other than when, like, the cardinal's in the tree. That's not scary, but, you know, there's a bear on the deck. You could say something. They're like,
right,
not going near it.
Up.
Yep, nope, just lying here pretending I'm not alive.
They're like, we're not stupid.
Well, everybody always asks, like, what are you going to do if, you know, because the sliding glass, it's a sliding glass. It's not going to keep a bear out. I'm like, yeah.
Right.
And they're like, what are you going to do? I'm like, grab my animals, go into the garage, deadbolt it, and then leave.
Right.
Because I'm pretty sure if I can't figure out the locks, I'm pretty sure the bear can't figure out the locks.
My luck, I'd have the smartest damn bear there ever was. It would be click, click, and I'd be like, son of a bitch.
And we keep every bear you see on the news is either on my street, down the road, or on the other side of the woods. It's
nice.
Like, yeah, you relocated it, but you relocated it in a bad area because guess what? Now it's picking on everybody here.
Right. Oh, my gosh. And we thought we had problems. You've got snow, bears, moose, the whole nine. Jesus.
I live in the boonies.
Yeah,
okay, something interesting.
I mean,
they're showing
shit
on the news that people are stealing Christmas wreaths off your door. They're advising you to padlock it like you would a bicycle.
Oh, my God. That's pathetic.
People, really? Come on now. Do you
That's
need
bad.
A door wreath that bad?
Then come take mine, for crying
yeah,
out loud.
Yeah, have
God.
Mine. I made mine off all the Black Friday stuff, you know. A little wreath
right.
here, a couple of fake stuff there. We're good.
I'll
but
go to the dollar
really,
store and create one, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, make them happy.
It can be done. You don't have to steal people's, you know.
Right.
Get your own.
You could ask. They could just take mine. I'd allow it. I'd be like, yeah, I guess. If you need it more than I do, go for it.
Yeah, around here, I know there are two people. I mean, people will steal other people's things because you'll probably get shot, just being honest.
Right. Well, that's probably why people don't steal anything from me because, you know, I'm packing, so, and I'm crazy.
Yeah, but, like, I live in the boonies. Like, if you cross somebody's cornfield because, you know, your ball went into the cornfield, they'll shoot you.
Right.
So, yeah. I mean, like, I had to teach my kids that because, you know, we're city folk. It's like, don't be running into anybody's fields.
Right.
You
might, it may
you
not
might
end
not
well.
Come back alive.
Right. That's funny.
I wonder if there's any haunted places that they open the investigation. So if you're there for, like, you know how companies have, like, their fancy dinners and sometimes the historical places? I always wonder, like, you know, is it going to be like Ebenezer Scrooge? Are they going to come and
right.
steal the turkey? You know, is the silverware going to go, like, floating away?
It could. At my work, silverware floating is not beyond the realm of possibilities.
This is true. Because that's not really heavy stuff.
Mm-mm. But ours is. Ours
and
is
you would
kind
think
of heavy.
With all the bells, you know, because I have a lot of bells in my house, that seems to be the easiest for them to ring. I don't know why it's easy for them to ring.
Must be something to it.
I think maybe because it's a low activity, it doesn't take a lot of energy, maybe.
Right. Could be, yeah. So the I've got a question for you. Do you have any predictions for the new year?
Psychic? Yes, I do. I do.
What? Get lay them on us if you would.
Sports. Are you ready?
Tornado.
Yes, tornado. For hockey, I can't say what it is, but you know that cup thing they give you at the end of the year?
Mm-hmm.
For all those bonus games? Yeah, we're going to take that. Thank you very much. For the Super Bowl, I think the Patriots will make it to the Super Bowl. I'm still not convinced yet that they'll win this year because they're sort of in like a rebuilding thing. But look, there's been years that we were down and out from the get-go and came back, so.
Right.
I also see that the elections, they're going to have to pass an order to change how we vote for presidents. It will no longer be, I don't know if it's going to happen this go-around, but there's a reason for it, as everybody can tell, because too many people are tweeting in the office instead of doing their job. You're not going to be able to know who it is. You're just going to see their resume. You're not going to see a picture. You're not going to have a name. You're just going to have to base your vote on the resume, which I think is probably a more fair way because you won't know if it's male or female, and you won't know color of the skin and so forth. You're just going to have to base it on their qualifications, which kind of isn't that why we're voting for them, is because they're qualified to be in office? Not that that's
that
always
way.
Happened, but I thought that was the program.
Right.
And I do see, like, you know, the election, it's going to have to be streamlined because right now every Tom, Dick, Harry, and Hoodle Doodle is got their name in for the ring, and there's just way too many of them. They're going to have to do something because it's just out of control. Do I think Trump's going to be impeached? Oh, yeah. Do I think he's going to be wearing some pretty bracelets? Oh yeah. and he's going to be the one that's going to take everybody with him. So he's going to throw everybody under the bus till the last second because he's going to still think he can talk his way out of it. Now, will he be in prison for a long time? Come on, people. He's got more money than we do. He can probably buy his way out for a lesser time sentence, and it's not going to affect his reputation any. I do feel that the Me Too movement is going to sort of fizzle out, and it's just going to be taken over by the, what do they call it now, non-binary?
I have no idea.
So you don't declare yourself male or female. You declare yourself, I don't know what the option is, but you're just not saying whether you're male or female. That's going to be taking over from the Me Too movement. I do see, I know not everybody's going to be happy about this, I do see hair bands making a return.
Wow, okay.
It's my kind of music, but then again, I listen to all kinds of music, but I do see it making a return. There's too much of that soft rock and too much of the, I don't know, punk rock. I don't know how you want to categorize some of these genres anymore. But now it's just going to sort of be like everybody's music is just going to take a harder core turn to it.
Nice. I'm down for it.
Are they looking for lottery? Because I can't really help them with the lottery. If I could, sheesh.
Then we would already be off air. Then
we'd
already be doing whatever we had to do to make that happen.
We'd be on our jet to someplace that's 75 and sunny.
That's right, with no snow or moisture in the horizon. That's right.
Exactly. I do feel that this coming hurricane season will be much worse than any other time we've ever had. Now, I can't really say that it's the climate change. What I do know is that it just seems like if they went back in history that it seems like it's their return to sort of clean everything up. Whenever there's like a tornado, a hurricane or whatever, it sort of equalizes everything. And as much as there's much trauma, property damage and so forth, it does sort of make the community build a stronger relationship for the good.
That's true.
I don't follow basketball, so I can't help you. I can't name any teams, but I know it's got an orange jersey.
Hmm.
I don't even know what it's called when they win either. So there you go. I'm a hockey girl.
Championship.
For basketball? Like, because I know it's the World Series for baseball. It's the Super Bowl for football. It's the Cup for hockey. But I don't know what the basketball one's called.
Well,
like, do you get a big trophy out of it?
It's just a championship. Finals?
They don't have... Do they have a fancy
finals.
Title for it? Okay, well, it's a team with orange jerseys.
I don't know.
If it wasn't for the fact that I'm from Boston and I've heard of the Celtics, I wouldn't even be able to name one basketball team. And I'm being honest.
Well,
we know Rob can.
The college football. That's what I'm hanging my hat on. Because all my other teams.
Okay. So college football, it will be a light blue jersey. So it's light blue, and then it's got like a dark blue stripe on the helmet.
Mm.
Does that help you?
No.
Because it's not who he wants to win.
Honestly, like, I know BC has a football team. Like, I don't really, you know, college really isn't my thing, unless we're talking college hockey.
Right.
I'm trying to think who the final teams are. No one's blue. Because you have Ohio State, Clemson, Georgia, and LSU.
For football, who is the team with the light blue jerseys?
I don't know. Anyone's got light blue jerseys.
It's like a powder blue, like a baby blue.
Powder blue is not necessarily like a football color. I can't think of anyone who's got powder blue.
Even for the colleges?
Yeah. Well,
I'm getting light blue with a dark blue stripe on the helmet.
Yeah, I'm no help in this category.
It looks light blue to me. I get a spirit here saying that it's turquoise, but I don't know if I call it turquoise. I'm calling it blue.
Yeah, I'm no help in this category whatsoever.
It's an odd color blue. It's not like your traditional red, white, and blue. It's a different color blue. Teal? I don't know. Teal? Turquoise? It's not dark blue, but the shirt's a light, like a light blue with some dark blue trim.
Let's see. Ohio State's white and red. LSU is purple and yellow.
Oh, really? I like purple.
Yeah, purple and yellow. They, Clemson's orange and blue, primarily orange. And
now I'm getting orange for basketball. I don't know who the college is or the team is, but it's orange. Is there a team called Orange Men? Orange Men?
It's Syracuse.
Is that Orange Men or Orange Man? Orange Man. It's an orange man. That's kind of weird. You said Syracuse, right? But
yeah,
Syracuse is New York, so why would they call it an orange man?
Yeah.
There's
so many things
it
I
is.
Don't understand in this world.
It's got to be a guy thing. It's because I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Okay, so it's the Orange Men or Orange Man. So the Orange Man... Whatever, the orange jerseys are going to win it for the basketball. For the college basketball, I don't know, like, is that lilac? It's not royal purple, it's a different color purple. But for college football, again, they're still giving me light blue jerseys.
Unless you're seeing scarlet and gray, it's not interesting to me.
What colors are you looking for?
Scarlet and gray.
Scarlet. So is that like burgundy, like wine?
Kind of like a reddish. You could just say red and gray, but like for whatever reason, it's like people in Ohio like to like spruce up what they do. Like they say the Ohio State, and instead of red, they call it scarlet. just to
Harvard has crimson.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to play, like, because scarlet to me is sort of like cherry red, so.
It is kind of.
I do feel that somebody in the paranormal field will be declared a fraud.
That happens every day.
Yeah, but this is like, this is a big name who people have suspected for a while that they were fraud, only now they're going to have proof. Which I don't condone either way because it just gives those of us that are actually for real.
Right.
You know what I mean?
A bad name. Yeah.
Yeah, and then we get to make up for every crappy thing that they did.
Exactly.
Which is kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because I don't go around, you know, like, I'm not Teresa Caputo. I don't charge, like, billions of dollars and whatnot. But I also don't go up to people in a supermarket either.
Exactly.
I got to get my milk and eggs and get my ass home.
There you go. I totally get it.
Any other questions they want answered?
Actually, our time is up. We're over the limit.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yep. Oh, wow. That went by quick.
It did go by quick.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Maybe on our New Year's show. Our show actually falls on New Year's Eve, so I think we might do one a day before. But we should do like predictions and let people come and ask their questions. We'll do it up. We'll do something special for New Year's if you're into
Definitely.
It.
Definitely. And you know what? You should probably derive some sort of question trivia thing, and maybe we'll give away a couple of readings.
Awesome. That sounds awesome.
Because, you know, I'm the only one usually home on New Year's Eve anyway, so.
I don't know.
They're all working.
We were talking about doing something, so maybe we can all sit at home and do like a loser Skype session.
Yeah, put on our best pajamas and make cocktails, even better.
There you go. That'll definitely lead to an interesting evening for sure.
It will never be boring.
That's right.
Never be boring.
That's for sure.
Appreciate you coming on. And
I'm happy to come on, guys, whenever you need me to. It gets me away from the shoveling.
Stay warm.
Yeah, it gets me away from the shoveling and the plow and stuff.
Amen. Amen. We'll try to not be snowed in for too much longer. And
I know.
We'll definitely see you soon.
All right, guys. Merry Christmas.
All right. See you too. Thank you. Bye.
Well, there you go. We will see everyone next week on a special day and a special time, maybe. We haven't even talked about that.
Yeah.
But
we'll have it all figured out. We'll let you know when we do.
1 a.m.
No.
Okay, well.
Probably not at 1 a.m. How about that?
No, probably not.
Not at that either.
We can eliminate a few times right there.
It won't be either of those people. But have a safe week getting ready for the holidays and take care. And if you're in that area where Lisa is, try to not shovel too much, take a break, and pray for no more snow, right? And everyone have a wonderful evening, and we'll be back this special time to be announced next week. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Good night.